Welcome back. It is What's Happening Abuja, 18 minutes gone past the hour of 10 a.m. And, of course, I welcome you back on the show. Right now, I will be giving you some updates in the news concerning the FCT. The FCT Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has a statement out, and of course it's important for everyone to hear what FEMA's take is on the recent explosion in Kubwa, which we did speak about yesterday. This is kind of an update for you. It says, in furtherance to the resolve by the FCT Emergency Management Agency to reduce fire outbreaks and other disasters to the barest minimum in the FCT, the Director General of FEMA, Alhaji Idris Abbas, has emphasized the need for sellers of flammable materials to be segmented outside the markets, adding that it will go a long way to prevent fire outbreaks in the markets. He also advised market managers to centralize the use of generators in the markets and shopping malls. Reacting to the recent tragic kerosene surface tank fire explosion, which occurred recently in Kubwa Village Market that claimed 10 lives, the Director General urged marketers to desist from dispensing kerosene and fuel from surface tanks to avert reoccurrence of disasters. He blamed the incidences of most fire incidences on human errors, which he attributes to illegal connection of electrical appliances, storage of fuel in shops, sale of flammable materials near people, selling food and unauthorized places, thereby endangering lives and property. Saddened by the tragic incident, Alhaji Idris stated that several people sustained different degrees of burns and were receiving treatment at the Kubwa General Hospital, and some were later referred to the National Hospital following the directives of the Honorable Minister of State, Dr. Rahmatu Tijani Aliu, after a visit to the hospital to commiserate with the people. He revealed that five lives were lost on the day of the fire incident, while five more were lost the following day at the National Hospital, bringing the total to 10 lives lost. Amongst those that lost their lives include a pregnant woman and two children of the same family. All of this, you know, stated by the Director General, FCT Emergency Management Agency, and reaching our correspondents here at Nigeria Info. Alright, so of course, a lot is being done to react to the situation. But of course, one of the statements we did get yesterday and the eyewitness reports we got yesterday didn't state that FEMA was one of the first responders at the explosion. And the question would be why. There is an active FEMA post at the Kubwa Federal Housing Junction, just by the bridge, with a fire engine, with an ambulance, and other vehicles in case of emergencies. Do they respond only to emergencies on the highways? Because, of course, that's one of the thinking behind, you know, setting up these spots. But with a fire outbreak of the magnitude that we saw in Kubwa, shouldn't there have been the presence of FEMA there, you know, in the first few minutes of that particular explosion? Well, these are questions we would love the Alhaji Idris Abbas, Director General of FEMA, to respond to as we continue to debrief on the incident and also plan to avert a reoccurrence anywhere else, and also improve our response time in times of emergency. And then from the FCT administration on Monday, there was a statement, of course, that said there was a 24-hour vacation ultimatum to traders, shop owners, and other road encroachers on the major corridors and undesignated places around the market, that's the Kubwa market, and the NYSC orientation camp in Kubwa. The administration also warned that it will carry out massive demolition of structures causing obstructions in the area following the recent fire outbreak that claimed 10 lives near the Kubwa village market in Buari Area Council of Abuja. Speaking during a pre-demolition exercise in the area, Acting Director, Abuja Environmental Protection Board, Kaka Ali, said all structures that fall within the non-regulated areas for trading will be demolished by the FCT Department of Development Control. Also speaking, Director of Development Control Department, Garba Kwamkur, explained that they have a marching order from the FCT minister in view of the ugly incident that happened 3 days back. According to him, there are residential buildings in and around the market, but residents resorted to breaking their windows and doors, turning their houses to commercial structures, thereby making everywhere to be rowdy. Well, before you get very sensitive and want to react to this, I would also have you know that the FCT minister had also given directives for treatments of the victims of this fire outbreak to be based on the account of the FCT. So they are taking care of hospital bills and stuff like that for people who were affected. But the question would now be, what would you take care of for somebody who has lost his life already as a result of our lack of planning and our lack of capacity to manage such situations? There's so many angles to look at this from, but of course the reaction comes as quickly as we expect, from what we do here in Nigeria. We react much more than we would plan. So people are having to, we even had an eyewitness report and somebody calling in to say, look, we can see people pulling down batches, pulling down shanties, and responding to the ultimatum that has been given by the FCTA already. So Kubwa going through a tough time right now, especially towards the Kubwa village, Kubwa market area. And of course, you would expect that if this kind of exercise would be going on, it shouldn't only concentrate on the area where there was a recent fire outbreak, because those people are alert right now. How about the areas where there hasn't been an outbreak just yet? For instance, if you go towards the Jahi Road between Next Cash and Carry and the Kubwa Express, there are about 3 or 4 gas dispensing plants just by the roadside, just by the road, the only cooling system around them being maybe a cool cover or a bacha roof or something, and people are refilling gas just by these places, just by the road. Next door is the club. Next door is a sit-out area and a garden where a lot of people gather, plenty cars, gather in the evenings and all of that. There's a gas tank sitting right there. So there's many of such regulatory anomalies that are going on across the FCT. This is just one market. How about the Karmu market? Have you been to Karmu market recently? Today is Tuesday. Go to Karmu market and see. I'm sure a lot of people are there right now and can hear what I'm saying, and see how things are set up. You can basically buy kerosene, buy on the road right there, and then next door it could be somebody selling meat. Next door, it could be somebody selling yams. Next door, it could be somebody selling vegetables. And then there are people falling over each other all over the market. There is no order. But do we only focus on the place where there has been an incident, or are we generally responding to the setup of markets in the FCT and making sure that we prevent it across board and not just in Kubwa right now? That would have been a more holistic way to look at the situation and to bring some answers to these questions that we continue to ask. What next? Alright, 28 minutes past 10 a.m. To be great to hear from you. The conversation continues. It's a short one today. At 11:30, we have a syndicated program coming in from our Lagos studios. And, of course, 11 o'clock is our happy hour. So it's a good time for us to push a little further on this conversation and see how best we can call our leadership our, you know, and the leadership of the FCTA, their attention to what is most important to the people right now as it relates to these emergency situations that we're seeing. And of course, we're going into the dry season with the Harmattan winds and all of that. Fires are easier to go around right now. El Efizi, my man, good morning. I you really need to look up that phone that you just bought. I don't know, it's not working, especially not here. You can't hear what you're saying. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning, the mayor.
Good morning, welcome.
Yeah, my name is Adeomoba.
Adeomoba, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. Sorry, the what you just said now, it's somehow, because I felt that, okay, now what, how can you design a market like Gua Market? There's no fire hydrant, there's no fire service. What if NYSC fire service does not come there to rescue? What would have happened? So the whole of the house in that axis would have been burned down with people. And you know, by the time you get there in the night, there's something they call in outside, they said Kaswandere.
Yes.
There's a market there
at the night, yes.
And you see, a lot of people are there. So why must it be when there is always issue? That's when government stand up that, okay, we're giving 24 hours of submission that all the shanties around the attachment on the road. Why? How can a market like that be designed? There's no fire service inside.
Well, Adeomoba, you are even talking about a design. For the Kubwa Village Market, was there a design?
No, I'm talking about the Kubwa.
Yes.
I don't think fire service, NYC is even far from there. What if the fire service, there's a fire service truck there?
Yes. Well, NYC, there should
and
be.
There's no water there.
Adeomoba, I think I get your point. I get your point on this. It's a very sad situation, actually.
Very, very sad.
I tell you.
Very, very sad.
Terrible. Thank you so much for calling in, my brother. Yes, the conversation does continue. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Okay, something definitely wrong with the connection. Absolutely not right. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
How are you, Mayor?
Very well, Abubakar. Welcome.
Thank you, Abubakar, calling from Gwagwaleja.
Good to hear from you, Abubakar.
We have no provision for emergency in our national entirely. It's a fire brigade approach. In aviation, in transport, in marine industry, in building construction, we aspire for the new growth in any facet of our national life, in every developmental sector. We don't study the hazard related to, like now, federal government is embarking on one project, piping gas from the south to the northern part of the country. Do they imagining or envisage the hazard of laying those gas pipes from the south whenever there is a fire outbreak? God forbid, that is our prayer. Is there a standby emergency air lifting fire brigade with helicopters, with enough emergency? Imagine what happened to innocent victim of collapse building. When people are alive, but they are buried, we lack logistics and rescue technology to bring them out. So we keep doing things, no investment for emergency. It's just hire and fire. When it happens, then they will be running, helter-skelter, they will become panic. Unnecessarily, we are wasting life, wasting resources. No. It happened in my present here near tsunamis when I was about to cross the main highway when somebody was knocked down by a reckless Okada rider. He lost consciousness. We rally around. No sources of mobilizing any rescue effort. I don't know. He was left there and we are waving motorists who can be of assistance. No one render assistance because of the situation of peace. No provision for emergency. Thank you.
Thank you, Abubakar, for for giving us your perspective on this situation. Emergency response systems, major challenge to us in this part of the world. It just feels like we're wasting money on planning. God forbid, if God has forbid it, why should we plan? You know, there's also that mindset of, well, whatever will happen, so why plan? You know, if whatever will happen, why are your hands on the steering when you drive? Just leave the steering. Allow the car to move, right? Whatever will happen. If you get to your office, you get to your office. If you will not get to your office, you will not get to your office, right? I mean, It's really a sad situation for us. Madiba says, good morning, Mayor. What's happening, Abuja? I see you. He says, I can feel your energy compared to the last time I listened to you on air. In this part of the world, we wait for a disaster to happen before an action is taken. Come to my neighborhood and see me. Suya, Mekose, Mehakara. Right beside people selling gas and other inflammable products. We lack proper hazard management and also poor orientation because some of these people are not aware of the dangers all these means of survival to them and every other person. Madiba, I feel you. You know, but if the regulatory authorities, you know, for instance, no matter how high you are, no matter how high you are, you can't go to central area and just erect a gas plant for refilling of gas. No matter what is working you, you can't do that. Why? Because there is regulation. You know that what you are looking for is trouble that has hair on its chest. That's what you are looking for. So if the regulation is widespread, if the authorities, you know, are doing what they should do everywhere, then of course there would be nothing like this. You know, but of course that now brings us to the conversation of funding, personnel, all of those things. There's the myriad of issues to face. Hello, Fortune. Thank you for the update from FCTA and FEMA. Please also bring it or let the FCT minister state know that there is also a burnt Kubwa fire person, victim two, named Mrs. Teresa Elojoy Isaac at Uni Abuja Teaching Hospital, that has not been noted or brought to their attention. So the fire victims there too deserve FCT government attention, not those in Kubwa National Hospital alone are the victims to be visited. Please, Fortune, help me bring to the authorities' attention. Ojonugwa sent this message in. I mean, I think it's a matter of further documentation, you know, but this statement you have made, I mean, probably if you send also a phone number and all of that, we would give it to our correspondents who, you know, follow up with the minister and all of that and see if we can bring their attention to this. But there was a, you know, directive from the FCT minister yesterday saying that, you know, the medical bills of victims of this outbreak should be taken care of. One more call. Hello?
Hello. Hello, good person.
Good morning. Welcome.
I just enjoyed this your program today.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Bringing us up to speed on what is happening. Mm. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Indeed, you are a mayor. My mayor, I salute.
Thank you so much, sir.
I think we should take some more processes on this matter.
Okay.
The people should get this thing into their hands and understand that it's not, governance is not about the government itself, it's about the people.
Mm.
I think the more sensitization we have on this, they're more likely to have solutions for some of these problems.
Yes, yes.
But I think I should encourage programs like this and more other stations. Please come into this fight. We need to grab our city back. The mayor, thanks for a good job.
Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you, and have a blessed day. Thank you for calling. Yes. All right. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Fortune.
Hi. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah. Thank you for this update. And also permit me to add, although this one disaster has striking before, we are talking about it.
Mm.
But there is one that I have noticed over time. under the full glare of law enforcement agencies.
Mm.
I think I remember the last time I checked, these Araba buses have been banned in Abuja in the city, in the city center, right?
Yes.
I can categorically tell you for free that in Mpape, you see those buses line up in the morning loading to Wuse and Banex.
Mm.
In the evening, you see them loading back, the same thing. And one thing I have noticed also is that they are, like I said, they load in the full glare of police officers around.
Mm.
I want to tell you that those bosses are not just doing this thing without greasing the palm of some people.
Mm.
Although that I don't have evidence on that yet. But I can tell anybody that there's nowhere Araba that has been banned in the city center can be
playing the
loading
routes,
and
then, yeah.
And police are around, we'll see police around them. I don't want to make any unguarded statement here. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up now is this. Do you know, that my issue I had, like I told you that time, last time, about my encounter with ADC, that time I came on your studio, that the spokesperson of ADC was telling me, oh, why am I bringing it to the studio? We can have this on the round table. Since then, as I'm talking to you, the policeman that came to disconnect me, take my wires away, up till now, for close over a month now, I'm in darkness. When I report to the police, the whole DQ is telling me it's poverty that is disturbing me. For reporting an anomaly committed by a police officer, he told me that it's poverty that is worrying me. And I'm saying this, that maybe the largesse is enjoying from some atrocities too committed
on
that.
You see, Mike.
Yes.
Between you and the police officer and the management of this conversation, because of how far I know where this has gotten to, let's leave it there.
I know. I'm even getting there. The reason why I'm also keeping quiet is that I'm waiting for some authorities to act, especially from the police angle.
Let's leave it there. Talking about the emergencies and all of that, I really appreciate you for bringing up the issue with the Araba people.
Hold on, Fortune.
Yes.
That other bus unloading. Do we want to wait until was there no reason why the Arabs were banned?
Exactly.
We want to wait for the disaster happen before
something happens.
To be robbing heads and skeletons?
Absolutely. I mean, all it right. Shouldn't be like that. All right, Mike, thank you so much for calling in on the show.
Right.
Well, that's one of the last I'll be able to take for now. And then, of course, we'll be going on to take our next commercial. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.